give him a big, big hand as he comes at this time. Amen? Amen.
Give all that praise to Jesus. To him be the praise. To him be the honor. To him be the glory. We've come to worship Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord today. And I want God to minister to all of us in this moment. As we begin this ministry message, I want the Lord to help us. And we're looking at a passage in 1 Thessalonians in its beginning. And I trust the Lord will minister to us through it. As Paul is speaking here saying, we talk to you as a father to his own children. And he is saying something here that I trust God will minister to us in this moment. Don't you remember pleading with you, encouraging you, and even demanding that your daily lives should not embarrass God, but bring joy to him who invited you into the kingdom to share his glory. Two words I want God to use in this moment, our daily lives. It is so easy for me to know that our special gifts make room for us. If you're a good mechanic, you'll find you got yourself a wonderful moment. If you're a good electrician, if you're a good plumber, if you're good in other areas, your gifts make room for you. And in having gifts, it's so easy for us to not focus on our daily lives. But God wants our daily lives to be all he wants them to be. And I find that I can take those two words and let God minister to me today. I know I'll do good in my gifts, but that's not the point. What am I doing in my daily life? What am I doing when nobody else is knowing everything that's going on in mood and attitude? What am I doing? I'm good at my gifts, and I thank God for my gifts, and you thank God for your gifts, but it's not just your gifts, it's your daily life. May your daily life bring praise, honor, and glory to God. May God minister to us in our moment concerning what? Concerning our daily life. May God help us to understand that it's so easy to congratulate yourself concerning what you're good at and be careless with the thought of your daily life and feel nobody knows what I said to you. Nobody knows what I'm feeling. Nobody knows what's going on in my mind. But it's your daily life that God wants to bring glory to him. May God help us concerning our daily lives. With all my heart, I want to begin to pray that God will bless me, not just in my gifts, but that God would bless me in my daily life. May God grant it, I pray. And then looking at another scripture that I trust God will minister to us today. And it says here in Galatians, we're looking at chapter 6 and verse 9. And it tells us here, and let us not get tired of doing what is right. For after a while, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. When I look at that, I am thinking, I'm learning something here, that you can do what's right and not get rewarded at that moment. You can do what's right and find that it isn't a time that's benefiting you yet. The blessing could come later, and often comes later. And so you have to understand, I expect if I'm doing what's right, bless me now. Bless me now. Bless me now. But the scripture says you can do what's right and you'll wait for the blessing. You wait for the blessing. You treat your husband right and you may have to wait for your blessing. You do what's right at work. You may have to wait for your blessing. You may do what's right in ministry and still have to wait for your blessing. We have to understand that we don't get blessed the moment we do what's right, always. Most of us, if we were working, they better pay me come the payday. And we understand that. But we have to understand so much of life. You will do what's right and find in due season you shall reap if you faint not. But you gotta let God help you, because it is a bit of discouragement at times when I'm doing what's right and other people doing what's wrong. And why don't the Lord bless me? He will bless you, but you will find that you sow and reap later. You don't reap when you sow. You work when you sow. We're going to go into that truth, and you have to understand, you start right and God will bless you, but he won't always bless you instantly. And you're not doing what's wrong, but why am I not getting blessed? You need God to help, and so do I, because it's so easy when you don't get instant blessing to wonder, what is my problem? We need the Lord to help us in all of living, because we're going to find it's not always easy in our journey. But with God's help, we can make it if we'll continue to turn to the Lord in our moment. And we're looking in a passage that I trust the Lord will minister to us in this moment, in Psalms 126, and looking at verse 6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Here you look and find the man that is sowing finds it heavy. The man that is sowing knows it's not going to give me nothing to eat tonight. It's not going to give me no financial benefit tonight. I'm working so hard, sowing, but it's not bringing me any reward. You got to understand, when you're doing the right thing, it may not bring a reward then, but you're sowing so you can reap. You're sowing so you can reap. And trust God, if you're sowing right, and it can be so much work. But if you're sowing right, you're going to find the reason you're sowing, you believe in reaping. You believe in reaping. And not today, not this weekend, but if I keep on, God's going to bless me. I'm going to get blessed if I keep doing that which is meant to be done. I got to know what I need to be doing. I need God to help me. And this is a farmer that we're looking at, and he understands it's a hard working spring. It's hard working spring. It's hard working spring. It's hard working spring. But if you work hard when you're not getting a reward in spring, what's the next time it's showing up? Here comes summer. Woo! That crop looks good today. That crop looks good today. That crop looks good today. It's summertime, and you can't have a good summer crop without having a good spring work. You gotta understand, how do I get this good summer crop? It's by working when I'm tired, when I'm weary, when I'm discouraged, when other people don't seem to notice. My God, help me to be able to be brought into a moment that is blessed of the Lord in a precious way. God, take me on into a better moment. Dear God, I do pray. May God take us all into a better moment is my prayer. But the most wonderful part of a year for a farmer is summer. But it doesn't start in summer. It's winter that finishes, spring comes, and you work hard and get no reward, but you're going to get a reward. Summer is going to come. You gotta know when your summer is. You gotta understand, God, when is my summer? When am I going to find my best days in serving thee? My best days in life? Help me, dear God, to work until I come to that moment. But when I do, help me to thank you. Help me to praise you. Help me, Lord, I pray. And then there's a scripture that's been a great word for me. It's found in Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I think of that, and it brings me into a moment of having a gratitude that joy is meant to come. But I need to be changed a bit. And now I take the same verse, and I see it in a little different way. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will pray in it. I will ask God for guidance. I will ask God to change me. I'll ask God to rearrange me. I'll look in the Word and see all that God wants to do, and may God just not give me one or two things. My God, give me all that I need. This is the day that the Lord has made. Change my mood. Change my attitude. Change my way of looking at things. Take me further. Dear God, I pray. This is the day that the Lord has made so that I could bring honor to Him, glory to Him. Which day? Every day that God gives us. May God minister to all of us. Dear God, I pray. And then going along with this thought, I'm looking at Psalms 37 and looking at verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. What a friend we have in Jesus. And how can I become good? I become good not by myself, but by what Jesus is able to do in a life that he is touching. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, a better moment is meant to be. May God take us all on into the fullness of his blessing. May God minister to all of us daily. In the name of Jesus, Lord, minister to us daily, I pray. Grant it, Lord, this day may we be ministered to as we look to thee. In Jesus' name, take us on into all that is your will that is yet to be. And then looking at Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not. And I put a word in after that, we are not blessed. And you have to understand your best time in life. You got to understand your best time. And your best time in living isn't when you're a child. It's after you come to maturity. But your best time is somewhere in early maturity until you get up in years a little bit. And you got to understand, this is my best time. The harvest is past. What is being said there? There's some people not doing well in your best time. If this is your best time, you better get blessed now. You better get closer to the Lord now. Because when you get well up in years, when winter comes, you're not going to have a good crop. You got to understand, this is the time to get blessed. God, take me on in my moment. Understanding that this is the time that is important, the time that I am blessed. In Jesus' name, may God bless your marriage early. May God bless your job early. May God bless your gifts early. May God bless what you're doing early. You need to understand, I'm not waiting on and on. When I am blessed, let me run and not be weary. When it's summertime, let me run and not be weary. When it's gift time, let me run and not be weary. Oh God, help us all to be able to be blessed in a fresh way. May God take us on in a blessed manner is my prayer today. And then looking at what Jesus is giving us in Luke's Gospel 13, looking at verse 6 to 8. Then he used this illustration. A man planted a fig tree in his garden and came again and again to see if he could find any fruit on it, but he was always disappointed. Finally, he told his gardener to cut it down. I've waited 3 years and there hasn't been a single fig, he said. Why bother with it any longer? It is taking up space we can use for something else. And here, the one who is special and it happens to be Jesus, give it one more chance. The gardener answered, leave it alone another year, and I'll give it special attention and plenty of fertilizer. If we get figs next year, fine. If not, I'll cut it down. Now, this particular passage is speaking about Israel. Israel has not seen Jesus the way they should have, those in leadership. And there were those that followed him, but the majority were not able to see the value that was in Jesus. And Jesus was saying to the Heavenly Father, give Israel another year. Give Israel another year. Now we come down to the body of Christ in our time, and we gotta be careful, because we are meant to bear fruit also. May God help us to bear fruit in the name of Jesus. May we know what it is to bear fruit. I ask it in Jesus' name that we could be brought on and bear fruit. And in Galatians chapter 5, we find the fruit that is meant to be. It says here in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You can have all of this and be blessed exceedingly. And as we see this passage, it is a passage that I'm going to be reading more often, because I want God to give me everything that's here. I want the fruit of the Spirit. I want the fruit of the Spirit. Because when I'm looking, I just ask, are you serving the Lord, George? Yes. Well, that's fine. No, I need more. I can serve the Lord and be grateful for that, but I need the fruit of the Spirit. 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 And if it wasn't stated, I wouldn't fully understand what is the fruit of the Spirit. But praise God, I'm able to rejoice because I know what the fruit of the Spirit is. And as I go back to the thought of what's been a part of this message today, and we look and find that spring is so important. Summer is the blessing time. The harvest is the blessed time. And then what comes after that? Winter. And you need God's blessing on your life before you get into winter. You need God's blessing on your life before you get into winter. Because in winter, you don't grow crops. In winter, you don't grow crops. You find that crops are yours because you've had a good time in the summer of your life. God has blessed you in the summer of your life. God has strengthened you in the summer of your life. God has encouraged you, and you look and see, nothing's growing for me today, but I got a meal. I got a meal. It's carried over from summer. And what you eat in those days, especially, and we also, It's in cans and such that came from an earlier time. You go through winter and you're not hungry. Not because you went out to the yard and picked something, but praise God, you look and see summer's been good. Summer's been good. Summer's been good. Summer's been good. And because summer is good, my winter is doing okay. 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 And if you're blessed of the Lord, you might find you're getting older and you don't have your job anymore, but you've been working down through the years and you think we're going to make it. 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 Not because of what I am making now, but thank God for that Social Security. And that was something that I put into early in my life when I didn't need it, but it's coming back and blessing me. And I'm blessed because summer has put a crop in my living. Summer has put a crop in my winter. And oh, it's not like it used to be, but I'm still blessed because I got blessed enough in summer to take me through winter. I got blessed enough summer to take me through winter. I got blessed enough summer to take me through winter. And I tell you, I don't love winter. And I am able to get through it pretty good, but it's not my favorite time. And I'm so glad that we're in the start of it now, and it looks awful good out there. No snow on the ground. Oh, park my car here without any problem. Drove here without any problem. We'll go home without any problem. But I'm going to tell you, when the snow comes, I'm still going to park without a problem. I'm still going to drive and not have a problem, because God is able to tell you how to live in winter. 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 Winter is coming. You better have a good summer. Winter is coming. You better have a good summer. Winter is coming. You better have a good summer. Winter is coming. And the reason winter is blessed is because you had a good summer. May God give us a good summer. And when we have come to the time of winter, well, let us pray. Oh, hallelujah. After we get through this winter, spring is coming. After we get through this winter, spring is coming. After we get through this winter, spring is coming. But the fact is, when you get to my age, you don't know if you're going to get to spring or not. But I thank God I've had a good life, and I'll have a good life until He takes me home. And absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I got no worries. I got no worries. I got no worries. If God be for us, who can be against us? We are more than counselors. We're blessed in our day. The Lord is moving in a special way. How do you have a good winter? By having a good summer. May God bless you in your summertime. May God bless you in your positive moments. May God bless you before you begin to feel this body slowing down. This mind isn't working as good as it should. I look around and about, and people don't seem that interested in me. But hallelujah, I got enough from summer to rejoice in winter. Stand with me in this moment. Praise God. He can bless you. He can encourage you. He can let you be blessed in winter. And you need to get blessed, to get blessed in winter. Winter is the hardest time that you'll ever face. And you'll look and think, I hope that furnace keeps going. I hope that water doesn't give me a problem. I hope the electric is doing okay. I hope that things will go all right. But I want to tell you, if you have a good, blessed summer, you're going to get through the winter rejoicing, praising God. I'm able to rejoice in winter. In winter, I'll rejoice.